Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. Just start with a prompt, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds. Or start with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and wow your audience. There's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. So nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work. This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. There's this 80s movie that I have a real soft spot for. I saw it in the theater, in fact. Now I get to show it to my kids. It's a good one, which is a good thing, because when your kids like a movie, you end up watching it over and over again. It's called The Never-Ending Story.
The Never-Ending Story? What's that?
The Never-Ending Story is a tale of a boy adventurer named...
Atreyu!
He and his luck dragon named... are trying to save the world from the onslaught of a terrible force called...
Look, Atreyu, the Nothing!
But this story also takes place inside of a book that's being read by a present-day boy. A boy named...
Bastion!
Pretty much all the dialogue in the movie is written with exclamation points. Anyway, so Bastion the reader realizes that he is actually written into the story, and it's up to him to save the storybook world. Bastion winds up defeating the Nothing, spoiler alert, by giving the Empress of the Fantasy World a new name.
He has to give me a new name. He's already chosen it. He just has to call it out.
It's really hard to hear, but he names her Moonchild there. I didn't know that for like 20 years. The power of one child's imagination saves an entire world. Seriously, it's a great movie. Anyway, there is a reason why I'm telling you this story. I want you to hold on to that idea that a name can defeat a nothing. Okay, with that in mind, here's our producer, Sam Greenspan.
Hey, Roman.
All right, everyone in listener land. Names versus nothings.
When I was a kid growing up in South Florida, there was this beautiful green place where I always wanted to go play. It looked perfect for a kid to run around and throw a ball. It was a flat mowed lawn that just stretched into infinity. But my parents wouldn't ever take me there.
Yeah, but with good reason.
It was inside of a giant highway interchange. My 5-year-old self would never have been able to convince my parents that this would be a good place to play. Because no responsible parent takes their kid to play catch off the side of I-95. But I don't think I would even have known how to ask them to take me there. Because this place isn't really anywhere that we think of as being a place. There's no name for it.
Let's call it a nothing.
As a kid, I couldn't look away from these perfect grassy areas. But as I grew up and became a driver, I learned to ignore them like everyone else.
So what happens when you give that nothing a name?
That's totally what I'm doing, giving things a name.
So this is my friend Graham.
My name is Graham Carell Allen.
Graham's an artist in Baltimore, and he has this project where he's trying to categorize and classify all the different kinds of invisible public spaces that we overlook. He published a field guide for how to spot them. It's part of a bigger project called New Public Sites.
New Public Sites is it's an investigation into some of the invisible sites and overlooked features of our everyday public spaces within cities that are not traditionally framed as public space. It's important to name these places because by giving these places succinct and fun and poetic names, we can help start a discourse about our public spaces and how we want to envision them for the future. I'm reminded of the never-ending story. Bastion, you must give me a name.
Call my name!
See?
Graham gives these tours where he puts this language to use, describing incredibly boring pieces of the Baltimore landscape.
This is the first site along the tour, and here we have a void. I remember the building that used to stand here. It was painted blue. Passing through it, you can imagine how us as ghosts, should the building be standing here, would have to actually be invisible to pass through these walls, and now it's the reverse. The building is the ghost, and we're passing through its walls.
So Graham is really giving a tour of a vacant lot.
Vacant lot is one way to put it, but notice what Graham called it.
A void.
And if you pull up his book that Graham published, sort of a field guide to these new public sites, you'll see... All right, hang on. Okay, I don't have the book handy, but here it is as a PDF. I'm going to do Command F, V-O-I-D. Okay, page 14. Void. A framed open space imbued with the psychic presence of a former mass...
And or the profound immersion of seductively infinite nothingness.
That certainly is a something. To find out more about these invisible public spaces, Graham and Sam rode bikes to the edge of East Baltimore to look at a few, like the one Sam pined for as a kid.
It looks like there's a small parting that we can actually see through. Right now we're at the foot of a small embankment that's probably 15 feet tall or so. We're going to walk up to the edge of this embankment and meet a low-lying concrete wall that will safely separate us from the cloverleaf of traffic. Right beyond this this on-ramp onto, we'll be able to hopefully actually look into a freeway eddy. So let's do that right now.
Starting across the street during a huge lull in traffic.
So we're looking at, there's this curved highway exit ramp coming in front of us, and it's maybe about 15 feet, 20 feet ahead of us. There's kind of this, almost like a wilderness area. Fenced in, there's no trespassing by Maryland Transportation Authority.
Correct.
With the invisible public space in sight, Graham turns to his field manual.
Freeway eddy, an interstitial fragment of space between intersecting curves of highway pavement.
And there you have it. That grassy non-place I'd always wanted to hang out in as a kid now has a name, a freeway eddy.
Graham's field guide to new public sites is full of new identities for these kind of places.
So here we have Median Refuge, a liminal zone of linear respite between parallels of churning traffic. Enlightened elevation, supple terrain providing the ideal incline from which one may gaze from a wise viewing distance.
Monumental isolation.
Big loose parts, movable materials that invite playful reconfiguration. It is actually an architectural term. Big loose parts. It's a pretty fun sounding term if you ask me.
Parallax of transit.
Triangle crossing. A three-sided concrete platform or asphalt zone providing solace for street crossing pedestrians.
I don't see too many pedestrians.
We have aural saturation. The overwhelming occupation of a surrounding soundscape by sight-generated droning noise. Median Refuge, a liminal
pause of restraint.
Empty signifier, a post or pole absent of its original sign and or meaning.
Seer's Node, Soil Horizon.
If there's a common theme connecting these sites, it's that they're mostly the empty, leftover spaces from car-centered city planning. And it's an odd celebration of these nothing places. Listen to how Graham describes them.
Beauty, beauty, beauty that one can enjoy. Spectacular and sublime. Quite beautiful. This is a really beautiful spot. We're actually standing right now in a long strip of sunlight that is it's created by the space between these two elevated highways. We're at the Chinatown bus stop across the street from the Baltimore Travel Plaza, miles outside of the city. Perhaps the most unglamorous way to enter Baltimore, and yet it's a gateway for hundreds a week, and it's a quite beautiful space. What we're
here's where I gotta draw the line, Graham, because there's some trees, there's some birds, you know, there's, I guess, some intent of landscaping this area around here, but I mean, it's basically a big parking lot with some trucks with diesel gas across the street. There's a subway.
There's a bus stop. What are your grounds for calling this beautiful?
Let's be clear here. You can call that grassy patch off the highway a freeway eddy all you want, but I'm not going to take my kids to play ball in one. A highway exit ramp, by any other name, is still just as unattractive and dangerous.
This is beautiful because it's a space that's shared by so many, and yet it was completely undesigned. This space was designed as a parking lot, and it's become this huge nexus for people coming in and out of Baltimore. And so it's not necessarily what it looks like. It's more about what it represents.
Yeah, there's no denying that the experience of being in these new public sites is actually pretty terrible. But for Graham, the beauty is in their potential.
Sometimes everyday unremarkable spaces can become something more simply by virtue of people being there.
It's worth noting here that Zuccotti Park in New York City, the birthplace of the Occupy movement, was a privately owned space and not a public park. So if your goal is finding new spaces for engaged democracy to happen, as it is for Graham, then you need a way to redefine the places in your neighborhood where that kind of activity can happen.
And I think that's important, not to fetishize public spaces as only existing in town squares or Yosemite or Yellowstone or something like this. Not just the National Mall in D.C., for example, but any place. Our everyday public spaces, you know, the spaces that we all share, it's everywhere and we all have access to it. These spaces are the places where this happens. It doesn't just happen over the internet. It happens in physical spaces. New public sites are these physical spaces that we can appropriate, that we can make our own. If it's only for a temporary, you know, demonstration, then so be it. But maybe it's for a farmer's market. Maybe it's for a community garden. Maybe it's simply for a playground or a place where we need to add a few benches to make it a better bus stop. But nevertheless, there's potential there, and by giving it a name and by starting that conversation, we can kind of get these ideas moving into reality.
So it all comes back to a name against a nothing. When you give a nothing a name, you can reimagine it as a something.
If we can create terms for these otherwise invisible experiences and places and things that we all share, that we all of us share in these public spaces, these new public sites, then it's a starting point. It's a starting point for that conversation. By giving it a term, we can then talk about it, and we all know what we're talking about. Then that's the first step. The second step is envisioning, okay, well, how does this need to be improved? And the third step is, how do we do that?
The naming is where it starts. I don't know if I'd name anything Moonchild, though. "99% Invisible" was produced this week by Sam Greenspan with help from me, Roman Mars. It's a project of KALW 91.7 Local Public Radio in San Francisco and the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
You can find the show and like the show on Facebook. I tweet at Roman Mars. To find out more about Graham's project and his mobile app, which will help you identify and even make up new names for your new public sites in your own backyard, check out our website. It's 99%invisible.org.
Radiotopia.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.